I want to turn to the book of Isaiah and the chapter 26. Just going to read a few verses together of Isaiah chapter 26. Welcome you all here tonight. And we do indeed pray that the Lord will bless us around his word and also tonight at the place of prayer. So Isaiah chapter 26. But I said before we read this, we brought the list in for the door-to-door work, the visitation. And sitting down at the back, you never got an opportunity to pick a road or street or so on, then do stand at the back of the room here and do put your name down if you want to help out with giving out the gospel tracts for the campaign, sitting down at the back there tonight. So Isaiah chapter 26, I'm just going to read a few verses together. And verse 1, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust." Amen. We pray the Lord would bless that short reading of his word to all of our hearts. We want to look tonight at the verse 3 of this passage. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." We'll have a wee word of prayer. Lord, we pray tonight for a sense of thy presence. The entrance of thy word, Lord, it giveth light. And I pray tonight that thou would speak to my heart and speak to the hearts of all of your dear people that's gathered around the feet of Christ. May it prove tonight to be a word in season to some troubled soul in this place that we have a Saviour. Yes, we've been singing, leaning on the everlasting arms. Close it in with thyself and bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, verse 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." The old world is full of trouble and unrest. There doesn't seem really to be any real peace about today. Political troubles, even at this very present time, there are wars going on in the world. We think of Iraq. Sometimes we feel that very, very soon the whole world again will be at war. Such is the tension between the nations. It is said that World War I was called the war to end all wars. But less than 25 years later, the world was once again engulfed in World War II. One man said that there's only really been peace here 8% of the time. He said there's been 8,000 treaties between nations that have been written, but they have been broken. Peace, peace, we can say tonight, when there is no peace. Even politically, tonight, there is no peace. Financial troubles all over the globe, in Europe, the United States of America, and the United Kingdom. People have financial troubles. Many people has no peace because of the financial difficulties of today. We think of personal troubles. There are people has no peace. They have no rest. Well, because of sickness. Some, like Job says in Job 30 and verse 17, "My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest." And here was Job, a child of God and saved and loved Christ, and yet he had no rest. He had his personal troubles. There's people troubled with sin. The Bible says in Isaiah 57 verse 21, "There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." There's people has sorrows. There's people has strife. Unrest are all around them. Maybe you're here tonight and you've no peace. Maybe you have personal troubles. Unrest in your heart and soul tonight. There are people who have spiritual troubles and have no rest. It says there in the Jeremiah 8 and verse 11, "For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And there are many people tonight has no rest spiritually. Now they may go to their church, they may go to their chapel, they may say their prayers, they may go through their creeds, but they have no rest, or can we say tonight, they have no peace with God. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. The world is in trouble. People tonight is full of unrest within their heart. There is no peace to their soul tonight. But here we read about a song in verse 1 of this chapter. In that day shall this song be sung. The people's going to sing. Man, it's good to sing, isn't it? And it's good to have joy of the Lord in your heart. And this people shall sing. And they're going to sing about their protection. They are in a strong city. And God has set his walls, and God has set his bulwarks all around them. Indeed, all around them and underneath this people are the everlasting arms of God. And here's a people, and they're going to sing that God is keeping them safe. And I'm glad tonight God is keeping us safe. He has kept us safe from the day we were saved. You know, if we had been left to ourselves, where would we be tonight? Within the world and sin. But thank God we're kept by the power of God. And here's a people, and they're singing, and their heart is full of joy, and their heart is full of praise, and they're singing about God's protection. God has kept them all safe. I'm glad tonight we can sing that. We're in the strong city, spiritually speaking. The walls and bulwarks are all around us. As God said to Abraham, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. And God is a shield unto his people. And he keeps us safe. But they weren't just going to sing about God's protection. They're going to sing about their peace. Because it said in verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And these people were singing about their peace. They had a great peace. In the midst of their trouble, in the midst of their storm, they had this wonderful and they had this great peace. They were safe in the arms of Jesus. Well, I'm glad tonight I can sing about the peace of God. I'm glad tonight I have this in my heart. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace. Peace with God. Many of us in our unsaved days, we were like legion. Driven by the devil. Driven into the world. Driven into sin. Driven into wickedness. We had no rest. That man, he used to cry day and night. No rest. Until he found Jesus. And that's the way it is with you and I. There is a peace in this world, you know. There is a peace. There's people tonight in Kikil has no peace. There's people tonight in this province. They have no peace. Over the whole United Kingdom, they haven't got any peace. They would give all that they had if they could only find peace of heart and peace of mind. I'm glad we have it. Here is this people singing. And they're singing a song of the Lord. And they're singing with all of their heart. And they're singing about a peace. And there's three things about this peace that I want to bring before you here tonight. See, first of all, that it is a peace that is great. Now, we see this greatness of this peace in its name. Because you look at the name that's given upon it, it is perfect peace. The very title that's put upon this peace shows that this is a great peace. Indeed, that there is none like it. In Philippians 4 verse 7 says, in the peace of God which passeth all understanding. And here is a peace then that is great. It is called perfect peace. Now actually in the Hebrew, maybe in the margin of your Bible, you will actually see what the Hebrew words actually are here. It says actually peace, peace. It's double emphasis is on the word peace. It says, thou shalt keep him in peace. Peace, that is actually a literal translation here of this verse. It is the Hebrew word shalom. And God is showing here the double mention of this word peace, that this peace is great. It is just not peace. But God says it is peace, peace. He doubles it up, you see. And the very name here given to this peace found here in this verse shows us that here is a peace that is great. It is peace, peace. Abundance of peace. Our God is not a stingy God, you see. He doesn't just give us a little bit. He gives abundant peace unto his people. And God is putting the emphasis on the word peace here. There is peace for the child of God in this troubled world. And you don't have to be troubled tonight in this meeting. And I don't have to be troubled tonight in this meeting. Because there is the peace for the people of God. A peace that is great. We can see the greatness of this peace in its name and also in its nature, because it is the peace of God. This is the peace that we're speaking about. It is therefore a peace that is perfect. And here it says, perfect peace. And God here, he's drawing the picture of this peace that he gives, that he has for his people. And he says here, well, it's perfect peace. But everything about God is perfect. You know, the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 5 verse 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God is perfect. Speaking, of course, there about his love and his forgiveness in that particular context of the word. But God himself is perfect. His word is perfect. In Psalm 19, sorry, and verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. And even the word of God here is perfect. His mercy is perfect. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and verse 70, to those who have trusted Christ and repented from their sins and their sins and iniquities, I will remember no more, and every sin is taken away. And his mercy is perfect. And I thank God the day we were saved, every sin's gone. And the devil hooks them up and throws them at us. But you know something, friends? They're all gone. Because our God's mercy is perfect unto his people. His way is perfect. In Psalm 18 verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. Everything about God is perfect. He is perfect himself, his word, his mercy, his way, and his peace. And here it is, perfect peace. And here we have a peace that is great. Peace, peace, says the Lord. Now listen, are you looking for peace tonight? Are you troubled tonight? Are you like a ship on the sea and you've been tossed up and cast down into the billows and you've been shaken to the very core in your life and in your heart tonight? Because which one of us has not had this experience of being tossed to and fro? What do you need? You need peace. Thank God there is peace in this troubled world. There is peace. There's people tonight going round in circles. I talk about the unsaved tonight, and they just cannot find peace. But for the people of God, here is a peace that is great. And we see the greatness of this peace in its name and in its nature. It's a peace of God. And there's no peace like it. As I have said, it's a peace that passeth all understanding. It is the peace of God. And that's the first lesson we learn here from this text about this peace. It is the perfect peace, therefore it is great. But can I say secondly, it is a peace that is given? Because our text says here, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. God doesn't just inform us about this great abundance of peace that he has and keep it and put it up on the shelf, you see, and say, well, have a look, there is my perfect peace, or using the Hebrew peace. Do you see the abundance of it? And God doesn't say, do you see, well, the greatness of this peace? Do you see that this peace passeth all understanding? God doesn't just inform, he doesn't inform us about those things. But this peace is for his people. This peace, dear friends, is for you. And this peace, this perfect peace, is for every one of his children. And the Lord Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to his disciples in John 14 and verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And God gives us peace. God gives us peace to his people. Here's the Lord Jesus saying that he gives this peace, you see. And here we find in this text, this peace is given to God's people. It is given to them. But there's conditions laid down for this peace. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And this peace is given to God's people in their thinking of God, whose mind is stayed on thee, their thoughts. Look what it says. The word mind actually means imagination. Maybe you see that in your reference in your Bible. Dealing here with the thought life of the believer. And we'll say a word about that in a moment. The word stead actually means to lay or to rest upon. Now, who gets this perfect peace? Who is this perfect peace been given to? Well, it tells us. The Christian, the child of God, whose mind or imagination or whose thoughts is laid upon the Lord. That's who gets it. Their thought life is controlled, and all their thoughts is placed upon God. That's who gets this perfect, perfect peace. Now, can I say here tonight, the problem with all of us is our thought life, the imaginations. We imagine everything, don't we? We imagine the worst all the time. You get a bit of a pain or something, oh, it's really bad, isn't it? And all the rest of it. We let our imaginations run away with us. And we let our thoughts run away. And we think the worst. And the blackest picture that you can paint, and that's the one that's in your mind. Maybe that's you tonight. And he said, no, that's me. The blackest picture. The worst scenario. Everything's going wrong. And there's only a little thing. Remember Jacob said, all these things are against me. And there wasn't anything against him at all. Everything was for him. And sometimes God's people are like this. The imagination, you see. The mind. And the problem is, dear friends, with their thought life. Don't put their thoughts in Christ. And that's why they're not sleeping at night. Their troubled thoughts. Lying in bed worrying. Lying in bed fretting. And troubled. And worrying about this and about that. And the imagination and wrong thinking takes the peace away from the child of God. And here is Jeremiah and the people that were singing a song about the peace that God gives, and it is given to them whose thoughts is upon the Lord. That who is this perfect peace. Thinking of God. Now, we think of God's people now. Sickness is a terrible thing. I thank the Lord if I seldom be sick. Maybe tomorrow you'll hear Noel's down. He's down now very bad. Well, that's the way it worked out. But I'm only woken up to tonight. I only woke to the clock. Very, very seldom I be sick. But it's an awful thing to go to a doctor and you're told you are sick. And tells you bad news. And maybe you have a severe disease like cancer or so on. And immediately, when that happens to a Christian, if it happened to me, I'm preaching to myself tonight as well, let me say this, the panic button is hit. And they're fretful, and they're troubled, and they're shaken to the very core. And what are they doing? Their whole thought, their whole mind is put on their sickness. What about the physician? What about Christ? What about the Lord Jesus, you see? We allow things to control our mind. Says that, Lord, you know all about this. Lord Jesus, you have planned this. This is the way you have led me. And everything's going to be all right. In my study for this sermon, I read of a man, and he had cancer. And he had cancer at the tongue. So you can imagine what that was like. And he had to go in to see the surgeon. The surgeon told him the bad news and all the rest, and he had to get operated on his tongue, and this was going to be serious consequences for him. And as he was lying in bed just before the operation, he said to the doctor, tell me this, he said, will I ever be able to sing again? And the doctor didn't like to speak. He just nodded his head. He says no. And the man actually was a singer, sung Christian songs and so on. And he says, okay. And the man sat up in bed and he says, tell me this, do you mind if I sing one more time? And there was this man who was coming for this operation on his tongue, and he had cancer on his tongue, and he sang a song, "I praise my maker while I have breath," and he sat there in bed and he praised the Lord one more time. And you know something? He had peace. He had peace, you see. His mind was stayed upon the Lord. Oh dear friends, can I say to you, don't let our thoughts, our imagination run away with us. We do. We think the worst, and from morning to night our mind is going that pathway. Thoughts, imagination, things that's going wrong. We paint the picture, as I say, dark. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Remember Christ. Might as well put our thoughts on to Christ. Lord, you know all about us. Their sorrows and disappointments and deaths can come into home, and I've known that is a hard time. And these things can take away our peace. We can be shaken, we can be troubled, but oh dear friends, we glad of this. We can put our mind, our thoughts on Christ. Do you remember Job in Job 1 and verse 21? And the man had lost his family. And he says there, the Lord give and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job, do you know what's happened? Job, do you want me to tell you again, Job? You've lost your family and your children are dead. Did Job not know these things? Of course he knew them. But his thoughts were stayed on the Lord. He said, the Lord give, and the Lord have taken away. Oh, he says, blessed be the name of the Lord, you see. Oh, dear friends, he had peace. We can have peace in these things. When we're told bad news by the doctor, oh, well, disappointments, or deaths, or troubles come into our life. Listen, God gives us peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What about sin? Well, sin can take away our peace, no doubt about that. And sometimes we're plagued by the remembrance of our sins of the past. And the old devil is a good bookkeeper. He has them all. And sometimes he throws them up, and sometimes God's people lose the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord in their soul. Well, we've got to put our mind upon Christ, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, that Christ has died. He has put away our sin by the sacrifice of himself, you see. God gives this peace to those whose mind is stayed on thee. And when you put your mind on Christ, then you have this peace. The problem is, you see, we're looking around us. We're looking at others, we're looking at our problem, looking at our sickness, the disease, the troubles, the doubts, the fears. Our mind is everywhere. But you've got to put your mind in Christ. And that's how you'll get peace, my friend. And that's how I'll get it. Does the Bible not say in Hebrews 12 verse 2, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen, looking on to Jesus. This is how we run the race. This is how we live the Christian life. This is how we get this wonderful, this abundant peace of God, by our mind being stayed upon Christ, looking on to Christ. And so there's the thinking of God. Friends, do you see tonight why you've been going wrong? Why you've no peace? Why you've lost peace with God? Why there's unrest? Why you're anxious? Why you're not sleeping? Because your mind is not stayed on the Lord. You just rest in the Lord, is what it says in the Word of God in the Psalms. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look at him. Then you'll get this wonderful, this great peace that we're reading about here in our text. There's also, they're trusting in the Lord, because it says there, because he trusteth in thee. Here's one who has given the peace of God. The one who trusts the Lord. He's trusting the Lord. You know, the psalmist said a wonderful verse in Psalm 112 verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Oh, wonderful. Man, imagine if the phone tonight and there's evil tidings. Someone comes to your door and there's bad news. Man, we would panic. Our heart would be anxious. Our heart would be full of fear. Our heart could be full of trouble. But oh, here's the psalmist. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Why? He's trusted in the Lord. Oh, thanks very much for all that bad news. May the Lord bless you. I'm trusting in the Lord. You see, friends, this is how you get peace. trusting in the Lord. Look at verse 4 of our chapter. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Oh, this is a wonderful thing for God's people. We don't have to be shaken. We don't have to be troubled. Our hearts do not have to be full of unrest or anxious. No, we can have this perfect peace tonight by trusting in the Lord. I am my thoughts, my thinking of the Lord, and am I trusting in the Lord. Look what the psalmist said in Psalm 56 verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I will trust thee, Lord. When I'm afraid, when I feel fear coming over my heart, I'm just going to trust thee. Oh dear friends, this is who gets this peace, whose mind is stayed in thee because he trusteth in thee. We've got to trust the Lord. And I've got to trust the Lord with everything. And so have you and all of his people. And if we don't trust, you'll never have peace. You'll never have peace and joy in your heart if you do not trust the Lord. Now the story is told about Oliver Cromwell, and he sent some of his officials to France years ago to represent England in some negotiations. One night in the travels, there was this man who was an officer, and he had a servant, and the officer was walking about. He wasn't sleeping, he was worried sick. And he looked over and he saw the servant. He was snoring away. He was sleeping away. And he says, this is not right. He says, I. And he went over to the servant and he shook the servant. And he says to him, listen, I am so afraid that things will go wrong at these meetings. And the servant said to him, stood up and looked at him. He probably didn't like being waking in the middle of the night. He says, can I ask you, master, a question or two? And he says, well, go ahead. He says, did God rule the world before we were born? Well, most assuredly he did, said the officer. And will he rule it after we're dead? And the master said, he certainly will. Well, he says, why not let him rule the world now? And the master saw it all. He says, he wasn't trusting God. And they both lay down and went to sleep. And he was not trusting in the Lord. You see, dear friend, can I say to you tonight, here are the people who has perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God, thinking of God. Do we think of God? Do we go about it? I said the other day in our sermon by C.H. Spurgeon that he doesn't go, never can mind a time going 15 waking minutes without thinking of God. That'd be a good practice for all of us. Thinking of our blessed Saviour and of his love and his mercy and his promises and everything he has done for us. And we've got to think of God, and we've got to trust God, you see. And if we have our whole mindset on Christ, then we have perfect peace. We have perfect peace. Even in the storm. I haven't said here that your problem will not go away. I'm not saying that your trouble will go away. But you'll have peace in the whole lot of it. That's what I'm saying. In the storm, you'll have perfect peace. You'll be resting in the bosom of Christ, and your mind will be stayed upon Christ, and you'll have a great peace. And the storm may rage, the pain may increase, but you're trusting in the Lord. It is told about two painters that had to paint a picture to illustrate the concept of rest. The first one, he chose the scene, a still lone lake and far off mountains and all the rest of it. Another man, he was going to paint the picture of serene and rest. He painted this roaring waterfall. Water was coming down. And then there was this tree. And then there was this branch going out. And at the ends of the branch was a nest. And there was a wee robin in the nest, covered in water and getting wet. And there it was. That was his picture of true rest. And there the wee bird was sitting. And the water raging around him. And he was just sitting looking around him. He had peace. He had rest. And that's the same with the Christian. The waters may come around you, friends. You may be shaken. You may be troubled. But God will keep you in perfect peace. You'll be given this peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, dear friend, we've got to trust him. We've got to think about him. We've got to give him all our burdens and all our problems. And rest in the Lord. Here is a peace that is given, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Is that where you've been going wrong? Is that why your life has in a sense been turned upside down? Is that why tonight you're shaken? Is that why tonight you're troubled, maybe in this meeting? I don't know your heart. Because you've left God out of the whole picture. And that's what happens. But you see, when you bring Christ in, well, a different picture, isn't it? I can rest in Christ. He gives me strength. He gives me power. Oh, he gives me peace that this old world cannot give. Oh, it is a perfect peace. It is a peace that is given. And may the Lord give it to you tonight. May he give it to you tonight in this meeting. Turn your eyes upon Christ. Can I say something very quickly? It is a peace that is guarded as well, because he says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. You notice here, there's somebody keeping us in this perfect peace. It doesn't say I keep myself in this perfect peace, because you know something? I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep myself in anything, could you? But thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. The word keep means to guard, or to protect, or to maintain. Here tells us a very simple lesson about this peace. God guards the child of God when he comes to this state of peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The psalmist says, the Lord is my keeper. God will watch over us. And God will do the keeping. He'll do the watching over his people. He'll be their guard, he'll be their shield. He'll guard our hearts when my mind is stayed upon him. But the dual purpose, friends, when I'm thinking of Christ, when I'm trusting Christ, when I cast my all upon Christ, God will be my guard. God is watching. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. God will do it. And God does it for his people. And he keeps us by the scriptures, of course. I'm glad we have the Bible. Well, isn't it great to have the word of God? I met a man that lay doing doors, and he lambasted the Bible this, and man's word, and didn't believe this, and spoke against Christ. But I'm telling you this, I'm glad I believe the Bible. You couldn't live without the word of God, could you? I'm glad this book directs our lives. Standing what? On the promise of God. And God directs us to the promises. God directs us to the book. And we come along. Well, maybe somebody preaches. Maybe myself tonight, or Mr. Mercer, or someone else preaches. And they bring a word. And you say, you know, that was a word. That was a word to my heart from God, you say. God brings us to the book. He hedges in with the Bible. When our mind is set upon him, friends, he speaks from this book to our heart, and we get encouragement and we get joy from the word of the living God. You see, he brings us to the book. As one writer, Connie de Boom, said, the author of The Hiding Place, she says, the blacker the night grew around us, the brighter and truer and more beautiful burnt the word of God. And that was a wonderful thing. The blacker the night, she says, look at, the brighter grew the word of God. Oh, friends, God keeps us. God keeps us by the scripture. Someone has said, if you look at the world, you'll get distress. If you look at yourself, you'll get depressed. Well, that could be right. And if you look to Christ, you'll find rest. And that is a good statement. That is it. Look to the world, distressed. Look to yourself, depressed. But you look to Christ, you'll get rest. God keeps us, friend, by the book. By the word of God and by his spirit he'll keep us. Christ sent another comfort into this world to keep us, to guide us, to empower us, to infill us, and to lead us, and to keep us on the right pathway. God will keep you in perfect peace. He is a guard of this peace. Maybe you get it for a day and you say to yourself, I feel I could lose it. Listen, whose mind is stayed on me, God will keep you. This is what it says here in this verse, the three lessons that I find in this text. That is a peace that is great, and a peace that is given, and a peace that is guarded by our great shepherd, the Lord Jesus, who watches over his people. I'm glad the Lord's watching over us. And he sees you fretful, he sees you cast down, and he comes alongside. So the psalmist said, he restoreth my soul. He lifts you up again, gets you back onto your feet, removes those things that's making you fretful, making you cast down, and away you go again. He keeps us in perfect peace. We're glad tonight that we know the peace of God. And I trust tonight, if you have no rest in your soul, shaken because of some difficulties or problems, well, there's the answer. There's such a thing as perfect peace. Get your eyes upon Christ. Set your mind upon Christ. Trust Him. Haven't we trusted Him with our soul? Our most precious possession, we have trusted Him. Well, I trust Him with everything else. And He will not fail us. He will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is steady. We're glad we were singing, "Peace like a river is flooding my soul since Christ my Saviour maketh me whole." May God give us all that peace tonight, and may we learn to turn our mind, our thoughts, or all upon our great Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.